As expected with satellite-based instruments, one artifact when using GLM products is that you're going to be dealing with parallax, which is where the gridded GLM data is displaced from the ground network and radar observations. The following two images show the direction that GLM observations need to be shifted to align with ground-based lightning networks for both GOES East and GOES West. In terms of how to interpret both of these, let's walk through a quick example over eastern Montana that is marked by the red star. The arrow shows the displacement direction that must be applied to GLM data to match with ground-based networks. So over eastern Montana, GLM data should be shifted to the southeast to match with ground observations. This is seen in the below image where the gridded GLM flash extent density product is plotted with the point-based Earth networks data. As expected, we see that the cluster of Earth network CG flashes and IC flashes is southeast of the maximum flash extent density as seen by the GLM. For the GOES West, we see that over Montana, GLM data should be shifted to the southwest to match with ground-based networks, and this is reflected in the bottom image as we would expect. One very generalized tip to help you remember all of this is to mentally shift GLM observations in the direction of the instrument's last name plus southward. So for example, if I'm looking at the GLM observations for GOES East, I'll want to mentally adjust everything east plus southward. Keep in mind that this is a generalized tip to quickly get the job done, so for more specifics over your WFO area, feel free to take a closer look at both of these figures that are included in the Resources tab to the upper right.